Hello, friends. Welcome to day 8 of our Novena to Divine Mercy. Today, we pray for people who are often forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
The souls in purgatory. Today, bring to me the souls who are detained in purgatory and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. Let the torrents of my blood cool down their scorching flames. All these souls are greatly loved by me. They are making retribution to my justice. It is in your power to bring them relief. Draw all the indulgences from the treasury of my church and offer them on their behalf. Oh, if you only knew the torments they suffer, you would continually offer for them the alms of the Spirit and pay off their debt to my justice. Like, if we understood the torments, we would continually be offering, you know, sacrifices, penances, fasting for them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't know the torments because I often forget about them.
And it's very easy to forget what you don't see. But there's the church militant, that's us here, the church suffering, which is in purgatory, the church triumphant.
Mm.
And each one are just as real as the other. We cannot forget.
There's a morning offering that I do that has a line in it that prays specifically for the souls in purgatory. The interesting thing is that a friend gave me on a piece of paper, just a printed piece of paper from her computer, this morning offering. Do you think I could find that exact morning offering anywhere else online? I cannot find it.
Mm.
But, you know, I'm just so grateful. So if you're doing a morning offering, just add a little line, and for the souls in purgatory. Or even like after your lunch prayer, this is something that we just started doing this year. After we pray our blessing for our meal, we say, and may the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to forget about those souls. They are dependent on our prayers.
So remember, nothing unclean can enter the kingdom of God. So when we have attachments to sin, we have attachments to this world, we haven't made amends for the sins that we have committed, we can't go to heaven. So here's an analogy that might help. Imagine that Janelle and I are standing at the altar to say our wedding vows. And as I'm saying my wedding vows, I can't take you, Janelle, to be my spouse. I promise to be true to you in good times and bad, in sickness and health. I will love you and honor you all the days of my life. As I'm saying those vows, I'm not looking at you, but I'm occasionally looking over your shoulder, winking at the bridesmaid. I have a feeling that's going to offend you.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, am I free to enter into that marriage relationship? Well, I'm not free because my heart, my eye, my attachment is somewhere else, and somebody shouldn't get married in that case. But in a similar way, heaven is a marriage between us and the bridegroom, Jesus. And we're not free to enter into that eternal marriage in all its fullness when we are winking at the world, when we're winking at our affections, when we're hanging on to other things in love other than Jesus. So Jesus in his mercy says, okay, you don't have perfect love for me, so now let me perfect that love.
Mm-hmm.
And so in God's mercy, he gives us purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
Where the flames of his love and mercy purify our hearts so that we can be fit to enter into that eternal embrace. Mm-hmm.
I saw my guardian angel who ordered me to follow him. In a moment, I was in a misty place full of fire in which there was a great crowd of suffering souls. They were praying fervently, but to no avail for themselves. Only we can come to their aid. The flames which were burning them did not touch me at all. My guardian angel did not leave me for an instant. I asked these souls what their greatest suffering was. They answered me in one voice that their greatest torment was longing for God. I saw Our Lady visiting the souls in purgatory. The souls call her the Star of the Sea. She brings them refreshment. I heard an interior voice which said, "My mercy does not want this, but justice demands it. Since that time, I am in closer communion with the suffering souls." Sometimes we hear these stories of souls in purgatory who then go and appear to different people and share, requesting for prayers. I kind of want to know what they did to cause them to have to be in purgatory. Or if they have to, if they're supposed to be in purgatory for a really long time, like what did they do? So that I don't do that. One night, a sister who had died 2 months previously came to me. She was a sister of the first choir. I saw her in terrible condition, all in flames, with her face painfully distorted. This lasted only a short time, and then she disappeared. A shudder went through my soul. I did not know whether she was suffering in purgatory or in hell. Nevertheless, I redoubled my prayers for her. The next night she came back, but I saw her in an even more horrible state. In the midst of flames, there was even more intense, and despair was written all over her face. I was astonished to see her in a worse condition after the prayers I had offered for her, and I asked, "Haven't my prayers helped you?" She answered that my prayers had not helped her, and that nothing would help her. I said to her, "And the prayers which the whole community has offered for you, have they not been any help to you?" She replied, "No, that these prayers had helped some other souls." I replied, "If my prayers are not helping you, sister, please stop coming to me." She disappeared at once. Despite this, I kept on praying.
So what happened to the sister? That night, she appeared again to St. Faustina, and St. Faustina noticed that her appearance had changed, that her prayers were making a difference, and the soul let her know that she would be soon be released from purgatory. I share this story because sometimes we think, well, we'll just offer a quick prayer for those who have died and done deal. That's all we have to do. Mm-hmm. But if you read the diary of St. Faustina, she labors for the purification of the souls in purgatory. It's not a one-time prayer. Mm-hmm. It's not just a Hail Mary. It's not one simple chaplet of divine mercy. She suffers continuously. She attacks the situation with great desperation. Mm-hmm. And I think we've fallen into this complacency when we pray for the souls of purgatory. Oh, we'll offer a mass. It's done.
Right.
They've received their eternal reward. Mm-hmm. Friends, could it be possible that there's people in your lineage that have been in mm-hmm. purgatory for lifetimes mm-hmm. because there's no one around to pray for them?
Mm-hmm.
So let's take it upon ourselves to pray today mm-hmm. with great desperation for the souls in purgatory, and let our prayers not stop for today.
Mm-hmm.
Divine Mercy Sunday's coming up. Offer that mass also for the souls in purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else to add, Janelle?
I do have a couple things. One is the plenary indulgence that people can receive for Divine Mercy Sunday. So if you're not familiar with that, please do a quick little research. It's really important. It can be offered up for a soul in purgatory. The other thing is, I think sometimes we'll just go to somebody's funeral mass and we'll pray for them, and then that's it. And then we forget about them. You know, even just keeping up their funeral cards, that's something that I haven't yet done, but I know some of you guys do that. I think that's really good because then we remember to pray for them. We need something to remind us, yes, we need to pray for that person.
A couple of reminders of truth. The souls in purgatory can't help themselves, so they're completely dependent upon our prayers. The second thing is when we do pray for them and they're released to heaven, guess who becomes our friend?
Mm-hmm.
You release a soul from purgatory, you have just gained a friend for all eternity. And
right.
What are they going to do for you? Once in heaven, they will not cease praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let that be a great source of consolation as well. So we're going to say the chaplet for the souls in purgatory, link right up there, but Janelle has a special instruction for you.
Okay, so typically we ask you to put in the comments below what stood out to you and why, but today we want you to put the names of people that you know who have died so that when anybody who reads them can say a quick little prayer for that person, even just like, "Jesus, bless this person," or pray a Hail Mary, or you could say, "Jesus, we trust in you," or, you know, "For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on them and on us and on the whole world."
Mm-hmm. So please put those names mm-hmm. in the comments below. We'll see you tomorrow.